There he is, the Rhinestone Cowboy. That's Glenn with one N Campbell on your radio, friend. This is Glenn with two N's Klein. And I've got this in from the WRJN News Center. ABC News is reporting that Donald Trump has the necessary amount of delegates to secure the Republican presidential nomination. Woo woo! The report says commitments by unbound delegates have pushed the billionaire real estate mogul over the magic number of 1,237. Nothing will be official, of course, until Trump accepts the nomination at the Republican National Convention in July. Could not be more excited about that. Not that I would ever vote for him, but he is some great radio talk show host material. Don't you agree, Mark?
Absolutely.
This is Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst, and this community conversation is being brought to you by St. Monica's Senior Living. And please welcome to our microphones. They're a little bit nervous, but we'll make it very pleasant for them. She is the new director for the youth of the Volunteer Center. She is Jessica Bravick. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
And a camp counselor at one of the summer camps here in Racine, Rachel Peterson. How are you, Rachel?
I'm good. How are you?
I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask. See, and I know you do care.
Yes.
So, Jess, where did you grow up?
I am a Racine lifer, so I've been here my
whole life.
Does
that mean, like, is that like a sentence? Like a life sentence?
Sometimes it feels like that, yeah.
So, never.
What?
Untrue. Not a life sentence.
It's not a life sentence?
No.
I think you were sentenced to Racine life.
Yeah, but I love it.
I didn't say you don't love it. You know, it's like that the scene in Shawshank Redemption when Morgan Freeman tells Timothy Robbins that, you know, you become institutionalized. Mm-hmm. So you become Racineized. I've only been here 9 months.
Oh, yeah.
But I have not been sentenced. I have the potential of parole coming up.
Yeah, no, I did a short stint in Milwaukee when I went to college, but I came back when I got pregnant with my first son because we have family here, so that was important to be around family.
Where'd you go to high school?
I graduated from Case.
Case Eagles?
Eagles.
The yes,
Eagles.
The see,
Eagles.
I'm learning everything.
Oh, you're learning. Okay.
I've got to learn. No, there's nothing to be sorry about. Did you ever see Amy Schumer?
Yes.
She does this whole thing about how women are always saying I'm sorry at the wrong times. Have you seen that?
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yes, she's funny.
What's your son's name?
My oldest son is Nathan.
How many kids do you have?
I have 4 kids.
You have 4 kids?
I do. I have Nathan, who is 11, and I have Jack, who is 8, and I have Nolan, who is 6, and I have Eliza, who will be 3 in June.
You're a busy mom.
I am. I'm a soccer mom.
You're married?
I am married, yes.
What's your husband's name?
My husband's name is Jamie. He's a music teacher at Prairie School here in Racine. So,
did you ever see the movie Mr. Holland's Opus?
Yes, he's very much like that.
He is?
Yes. Yes.
That is one of the greatest movies of all time.
He touches lots of hearts with music. He's an amazing guy.
Rachel, do you have kids?
I have no kids.
Let's hope not.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Yeah, where'd you go to high school?
Washington Park.
Yes.
Yes.
Panthers.
The Washington Park Panthers. Thank you very much. So what made you want to be a camp counselor this summer?
It gets me out of the house and gets me something to do during the day. And I get to help kids learn more about volunteering, which they don't know too much about. So it's good stuff.
What do you do with the kids?
Well, I will be working about 5 different camps over the summer. First one is going to be helping at St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry. So it'll be getting kids out, helping them package food and deliver it and kind of get that hands-on experience that they wouldn't get through probably a high school program. So,
did you ever go to camp when you were a kid?
Girl Scout camp.
Oh, that's a camp?
Yeah.
I used to own a camp.
Oh.
I owned a camp in Eagle River.
Yes.
For 14 years. It was my boyhood camp. One of the most positive experiences a child can have is getting away from their parents and going to camp. And even more beneficial, I think, is that added benefit of learning the importance of volunteering.
Yes.
Right. Glenn, these aren't your typical summer camps where, you know, you go swimming and play volleyball and that type of stuff. These camps are especially directed at volunteerism and teaching them how to volunteer in a number of different areas.
Most of our camps are service and learning camps. In June, we have a really awesome camp at the library where it's open to 14 to 18-year-olds, and it's a first job camp. So kids get to go and work with other employers in Racine about how to do an interview, how to dress, how to write a resume, and, you know, unfortunately, sometimes that's not taught in schools. And so it's a week-long camp of kids just getting to learn that. And then there will be employers there at the end that will take a look at the kids for part-time jobs.
This is WRJN's Community Conversation. We're talking with Jessica Bravik of the Volunteer Center of Racine County, as well as Rachel Peterson, who's going to be a camp counselor this summer. This community conversation is brought to you by St. Monica Senior Living. When someone you care about needs a little bit of a help, maybe it's time to look into assisted living at St. Monica's. You know, for over 45 years, St. Monica's has been providing compassionate, person-centered care for their residents on North Green Bay Road in Racine. St. Monica's really is like home, with great food, a loving staff, and a lot of activities to participate in. One of the things people love about St. Monica's is the beautiful chapel, where a Catholic mass is held every day. They also host Protestant services, and all religious denominations are welcome. Take a tour of St. Monica's and see for yourself why it's so special, because the move to assisted living is a big decision. Come see why St. Monica's is the right choice for so many. Visit stmonicasseniorliving.com to learn more. St. Monica's Senior Living on North Green Bay Road in Racine, where you are at the heart of their home. So, Rachel, have you been around the Volunteer Center much at all? And where does your desire to volunteer come from?
I've been around the Volunteer Center a couple different times in the past couple years. But I think the desire to volunteer just comes from wanting to help others that can't really help themselves, in a sense, or even getting like hands-on experience like in the elementary schools and helping those kids have like a fun day doing different crafts and different kind of like fun activities outside.
And Jessica, I was going to ask you, you're the new youth coordinator. How did you find your way to the Volunteer Center? Of course, we both know Al Vellman. Al comes in both times. I worked with Al at RAMAC. And we, the three of us, have a lot in common because we're all three Cub fans.
Okay.
And we're all old.
No. Al and his wife Joan are old family friends, and I saw the job posted. And up until, well, a month ago when I started, I have been a stay-at-home mom. So I was looking to get back into the workforce and, you know, do something that helped the community. Which, you know, they do great things over there for everyone from 11-year-olds all the way up, you know, to seniors.
So as far as the youth programs that are available through the Volunteer Center,
what
is the what are the options all summer long?
Well, you know, we start June 13th, and that's at our Riverbend Nature Center here in Racine, and that's off of Green Bay Road, and that's a camp open to 14 and 8 to 18-year-olds, and it's helping them with the grounds, pulling invasive species out of the ground. They need help building bridges, you know, laying wood chips, and if the weather's bad, then they need help cleaning inside.
Just the fact that they're going to find out what an invasive species is
right. Right. I think it was like garlic mustard or something that's like an invasive plant that they don't want there, so they want the kids to, you know, go out there and help them with that. And then the second week of June 20th, we have camps at Ridgewood here in Racine, and we also at St. Vincent de Paul. And Ridgewood is really cool because the kids, it's a camp for 11 to 18-year-olds, and they get to go in and, you know, just be buddies with the seniors, do crafts, have snacks, play games, and, you know, just have good conversation with them.
Do wheelchair races?
You could do that, too, I suppose. And at St. Vincent de Paul, they need help stocking shelves and, you know,
that's one of our food pantries here in town.
Yes. And then I already mentioned the first job camp, and then we break for July 4th week. And then July 11th at 21st Century Prep, we have a disaster preparedness camp. And that is a really popular camp starting at age 11, where kids get to learn light search and rescue, what to do if there's a flood or a tornado. And this year they have ham radio training. So that will be really fun. And then that same week we have a camp at Root River, and the Root River Environmental Educational Center, always known as REES. And that's the same thing as Riverbend, removing invasive species, cleaning up streams and stuff like that. And then the week of July 18th, we are out west, and we are looking for people out in the Western counties to step up and volunteer. We're really excited about these programs, one at Love Inc., and that the kids will learn basic necessities and help and aid the fight against hunger and the work in the pantry and then work in the garden harvesting food. And then another disaster preparedness camp at the town hall.
Can never be too prepared for disasters.
That's right, east or west. And same type of skills. And then we close week 8, August 1st through the 5th. And the first camp is at Equal Justice Center, which is way on the north side on McNair Road. And that camp, you will be learning how to compost, take care of farm animals, help clean up their grounds, just kind of help where they need. And then the second camp is Camp Kinder at the Recreational Activities for Developmentally Disadvantaged. And that's open to kids that want to come and help kids with disadvantages and teach them games, teach them how to be good friends, and, you know, kind of like what you do at the retirement home, but with younger kids, you know, play games, have snacks, and
sounds
things like
that. Sounds like a good time. Where can they go to get more information?
They can go to volunteercenterevercine.org and click on the youth link, and all the information is there, or they can call 262-886-9612 and ask for me, and I can give them more information.
She is Jessica Bravik. She's the youth director at the Volunteer Center of Racine County, and Rachel Peterson, who's one of the camp counselors this summer. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
It wasn't too bad. Was it?
No.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
3 minutes after 11 o'clock, we will have your Throwback Thursday Hour of Power after WRJN covers the world.
Trump nomination, Obama on Trump. I'm Jim Ascendio. The Associated Press has joined the New York Times in saying Donald Trump now has enough delegates to win the GOP nomination for president. Bob Costantini is more.
The Associated